的确，但有没有毛病？
W4JW, good afternoon. W4JW, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Delta. Beautiful day today.
It is a beautiful day out here today. I'm just picking up the dog from the groomer. She looks 50 pounds lighter with her haircut. How you doing?
Real good. Heading out to Hendersonville to go pick apples for the yearly applesauce baking.
Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Be outside, so get a lot of UV light to kill any chances of any COVID being around you. That sounds like a fun thing to do.
Yep, beautiful weather for it, and we're in a traffic jam of all things, and a whole bunch of vehicles went by flying American flags and Trump 2020 signs on them.
Much anymore, so I'm thinking every time I go out, it's going to be barren out here, but there's a lot of, I got stuck in a traffic jam over on White Hampton and Suber Road, and I guess there was an accident on White Hampton somewhere, had to wait for a red light for an ambulance to go through, and then by the time it got green for me again, there was a fire truck coming through, so I had to wait again, so I just sat there for 15 minutes at the same red light. But there's a lot of people on the road. I was thinking people were in lockdown. But you don't know until you get out that for most people it's still business as usual, it looks like.
Agreed. We do most of our stuff during the weekdays. We kind of stay home on the weekends and let the people that work all week do what they've got to do. And we're just noticing this is the first time we've been out on the weekend in a long time. And it's just busy as heck, but there are a lot of masks out there.
Yeah, and I do wear a mask as well whenever I'm going to interact with people. If I'm in the car by myself or with the dog, it's no mask on. But like when I went and dropped her off, there's mask on, and I didn't even get out of the car. You just text in the slot number that you're parked in, and they come out and pick her up. And then when you get there, you text her back in again, and they bring her back out to you. So there's no going in their lobby or anything like that, which that's a good thing, right? The fewer people that are in there, the fewer chances of any issues. So I guess people are still having safe practices, but sure are a lot of people out on the road.
Yep, I think a lot of the safe practices are dictated by the state to them to tell them what they've got to do and what they can do and can't do, you know, like beauty shops and barber shops and stuff.
Go get a haircut one time since this started back in January, February time frame. Went and got one haircut, and it was because I was out and about, and I pulled up the Great Clips app, and I looked at the one closest to me, and it had zero wait time, which would have meant I would have been the only one in the store. And sure enough, when I got there, I was the only one there. I got my haircut, and I left. So I could probably wait another month before I need to do that again.
I hear you. I go every month, whatever.
To learn how to do that for me, but she didn't want any part of it.
Yeah, my beauty shop has a similar practice to what your dog groomers had, except I got draped in plastic. And when I got there, I had to call to tell her I was there. And then when she was ready for me, she came and unlocked the door, you know, and masked the whole time, and she draped me in plastic, and I said I felt like I was in a sauna, but it felt safe, if that makes sense.
Well, that high temperature, yeah, I mean, as the temperature goes up, that helps too. I don't think it can live above a fairly low temperature, like 108 or something like that, 104, 108, it can kill it. So that's a good idea. That's some good thinking.
How's your baby going to do going into winter with all the hair cut off?
That'll grow out by winter. She'll need a couple more cuts before winter time.
What kind of dog do you have?
I've got a party Yorkie. It's a Yorkie, but her ears don't stand up. They droop down and her face is all white. I don't know what a party Yorkie actually is, but she's a little dog, you know, about 9, 10 pounds.
had her for a while?
She's 9 years old. We were just talking about that the other day. 9 years old, she still looks like a puppy.
Instead of a puppy, still too?
That's affirmative. She loves to play. She plays with the cat. So it's just one cat and one dog in the house. And they're best buddies except for when it comes time for food.
We've got three cats, no dog, but I understand about feeding time.
Yeah, it has food that's just there all the time for the cat. She's not finicky. She'll eat. Well, she's a rescue. And she just stays full all the time. But she does like to sample the dog's food, and the dog doesn't like the cat sampling the dog's food. That just doesn't jive with the dog.
Does the dog stay out of the cat's food?
Yeah, she won't touch it. That's dry food, and it's in one of those containers that self-dispenses. She only has to fill it up like once every month and a half or 2 months. And the dog won't eat dry food at all, not even dry dog food. It's got to be wet food. She's really particular about what she eats, where she doesn't eat. I told my wife, if you don't feed her, I mean, when she gets hungry enough, she'll eat. But she doesn't want her to have to get that hungry before she starts eating.
You're pretty lucky. We have our kids come up and they bring their dogs with them.
Down in a valley because the first half of your transmission was good, solid there, but the last half of it was the repeater was coming up and down.
Up to the orchard, so I guess I'll sign off. KO4ACD.
So you handle on this as Dave. Hope to talk to you again sometime in the future. KO4ACD, W4DJW Mobile.
Mary, by the way, KO4ACD out.
W4DJW Mobile.